We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, next update's at 3:20. Powered by Bowser. Right now, Bruce Gradkowski's with us. A day late, definitely not a dollar short because he made millions in his NFL career as an NFL quarterback. Made a ton of money, just built a new house in Ohio. He's so rich. And he's nice enough to give us some time again today. Hi, Bruce. You like that intro?
Oh, man. And plus with, you know, the millions you guys pay me from the fan to come on for 10 minutes a week. I mean,
yeah,
the money's just pouring in. Just, you're right.
Don't look at the back of those bills because it's the guy from Monopoly on them.
Did you know I was a nationally ranked Monopoly player?
Oh, here we go.
At one point,
get
Bruce?
Out of here.
Yeah.
Pony, how long does the average game of Monopoly take?
How long would it take?
Yeah, like, don't Monopoly
games it's a war of attrition.
Take, like, 8 or 9 hours?
Oh, it's absolutely the last man standing, for sure, yeah.
So how much of your life were you wasting to get nationally ranked in Monopoly?
I mean, it was the 8th and 9th grade. So.
That's why he was never an athlete, Chris.
Wow. Yeah,
he can dunk a basketball, Bruce.
Not anymore.
So like, or at least he could. So I can't dunk, or not I
anymore.
Never could dunk.
Anyways,
I couldn't even imagine touching the net right now.
Same. I helped my father-in-law move furniture last night, and it took about 15 minutes, and afterwards I thought I needed an oxygen tank. It was that bad. It was just brutal.
See, now I'm in tip-top shape, so I'm not going to argue that. I mean, the Steelers actually could probably sign me to their practice squad right now, and I would be ready to play.
Yeah, you need the Josh McCown deal. Why would you take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, watching all this film, too, I'm like, dude, I could come back and play pretty well. It would just depend on...
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It would just depend on how my shoulder felt.
Why do you think the film study, like, why does it give you that confidence, Bruce?
Well, I mean, just like a little thing, you know, last night, Deshaun Watson, sometimes quarterbacks make things harder than they have to be. It was late in the game, but he had a little under route. Boom, if he just popped it right in this, you know, tight red zone, it would have been a touchdown, you know, where you tried to force it down the middle. But there's just little things like that I'll pick up,
all right,
you know, or just not being aware of protection.
Let me ask, speaking of protection, that's a perfect segue. Because I want, Ben, now it's going to be 364 days since his last game when he gets under center on Monday night. And he's going to have... At three offensive line positions, new starters. How tough is that on a quarterback?
I think it's going to be pretty tough as far as the jitters. I mean, no matter what, I was telling someone today, no matter how long you play, that first game, whether it's preseason, regular season, it's faster, it's quicker. You feel out of sorts sometimes. I mean, that's why Deshaun Watson looked like he had happy feet at times. Patrick Mahomes was kind of getting too deep in the pocket, drifting to his left, because you tend to feel things like they're right on top of you early on. So it'll take some time to get used to. But, look, Ben's been very successful his whole career. I think the Steelers are built more now like they were when he first came in the league. Mm-hmm. So I hope he understands he doesn't have to do it all. Just, you know, make smart decisions, be the leader of that team, execute the offense, get completions, and your big plays will come. I mean, the way the defense played last year with 37 offensive turnovers, I mean, you're going to get the ball and you're going to get opportunities for the way the defense played.
Bruce, how can Ben help a guy like Zach Banner playing right tackle, like ease into that a little bit and maybe not have some of the pressure that you'd otherwise associate with starting on the edge there, kind of out on your little island against a pass rusher.
Yeah, I think, you know, it just helps. I think, you know, the coaches will do a good job maybe in the top 15 of, you know, getting Ben into rhythm or a groove, you know, maybe running the football, getting the offensive line going. And then after that, man, it's just focusing. I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing is young guys and first-time starters is, you know, you tend to get jittery and you want to jump the snap count. You want to be ahead and just, you know, focusing in when Ben calls it on, you know, maybe on two or a dummy snap count, that you focus, you don't jump off sides. And I think you ease into that if you're Ben. You know, like the first series or two, don't use too many different cadences. Or you plan on it. You know, you plan on it and you tell the offensive line, look, man, we're going to get them early. Let's start out with a hard count early so their ears aren't pinned back and we could get them to jump off sides and we get a free play. Ben's been great at that over the years. So I think it's just stuff like that. And I definitely think they'll start out trying to really pound the ball and get the running game going behind, you know, their huge offensive line right now.
Bruce, when you look at their players at wide receiver, tight end, and I guess even running back, if you were the quarterback of this team, which guy would be your go-to guy? Who would be the target that you would have the most confidence in throwing the ball to right now?
Man, I mean, you have your pick. I mean, I think, you know, Juju, I think I would have loved playing with Juju because he is your, like, third down security blanket. Like, I mean, and now he has, you know, Ben has security blankets in two good tight ends with Eric Ebron and Vance McDonald. I think Deontay Johnson is your kind of AB type, your big explosive type play. He can, you know, get open in tight coverage and so forth like that. I mean, you know, we're going to see Chase Claypool with his size advantage. So he really does have the opportunity to have multiple different mismatches. But when it comes down to it, you know, I think Juju is like that security blanket because he's just solid. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. He runs good routes. He's strong to the catch point. And I think they can take advantage on Monday night with, you know, the Giants, you know, missing a few, you know, corners, whether suspension, whether injury, and really take advantage of their secondary.
Bruce, how much can realistically be expected of Chase Claypool in his first NFL game?
I mean, I think big things. I mean, from what we've heard through training camp and stuff, especially like in the red zone, I'd expect him. I'm sure they have some packages to get him going. Man, look, you know, the good thing of how the Steelers are aligned right now, I really don't look at that offensive roster and think, oh, man, who do you have to get going earlier? Who's going to pout and complain? I think this is a good football team, man. I don't see many egos on that side, even on the defensive side of the ball, man. So that's what gives me confidence in this Steelers football team. I truly think they are a good overall team. They just can't get in their own way. They haven't been a team that has started fast, but I think this year might be different. I think the leadership with Mike Tomlin, the veteran leadership on the team, I think that defense is going to start out fast and right where they left off last year.
Does Daniel Jones stink? When you go back and watch his tape, what's the Steelers? I saw everything I watched because I'm a Giants fan, Bruce, self-loathing one at this point. Everything I saw from him last year was every time, like, it wasn't just a clean look for him. He looked like he was about to crap himself on the field. Fumble, bad throw, rushed, looked like he to me, never looked comfortable whenever the play broke down. But that's my observation.
You know, Daniel Jones. What's that?
That's me, though. I didn't play in the NFL, and I'm not cutting up film for a living like you are.
Well, Dan, I agree with you. I mean, Daniel Jones, you're going to have those fumbles in the pocket. That's what he has to clean up. And I think this is a great opportunity for the Steelers' defensive front to get after him and know if you get a chance to hit him, that ball is coming out. I expect Daniel Jones to have two fumbles in the pocket this game. And the other side, though, to Filippone, like, Daniel Jones is actually a tough quarterback. He's not a sissy. He's you know, mentally tough, physically tough to stand in there and deliver the football. But he did, you know, just whether it was just not being a cautious or get used to the speed of the NFL and how that pocket collapses, he did not do a good job protecting the football in that sense. But I thought overall he had a pretty good rookie year, and that's something he has to clean up is inside the pocket protecting that ball. But the thing is, too, remember, he just had to learn a whole new offense. I mean, you're going from a West Coast system to Jason Garrett type system that I'm sure it's kind of a numbers system, so it's different. So that stinks, man. Kyler Murray got to go into year two with the same offense. Daniel Jones is the opposite. He's learning it again almost like he's going back to his rookie year.
Good point.
Bruce, how good can this defense be? Because I'm of the opinion that they might still be very good among the NFL's best, but I just have a hard time believing they are going to force turnovers at anywhere near the rate they did last year.
Well, that's going to be hard to replicate, but, I mean, the Steelers' defense last year for us at PFF had a 91 defensive grade, which was the best of all defenses. 13 of their 15 players with at least 200 snaps are returning. I mean, so they have a lot of continuity on that side of the football, and I just think the leadership is there. I think Cam Hayward's been a great leader for that defense, and it's finally starting to all come together. You know, you have Stephon Tuitt back. I'm excited for him. Devin Bush, you know, in his second year should be a lot better. And then you have Joe Hayden on the back end that's a veteran that has just been around, great team player, great locker room guy. Minka Fitzpatrick, we saw what he did. So, yeah, it might not be as many turnovers as last year, but those guys will make their plays. And I think this year, even if you get half as many turnovers, Ben and that offense will turn them into more points than they did last year. So I don't think you need as many turnovers. You need stops. You need to be good on third down, situational football in the red zone and stuff like that. And that's one thing I think the Steelers will continue to be good at.
Bruce, all of your cousins are listening, so that's great for our ratings because there are thousands of them here in Pittsburgh. So they're very interested in hearing your Steelers win-loss record prediction for 2020.
Man, well, I'll tell you what. I did pick the Steelers to win their division. I'm not worried about that. I think they'll be able to handle that. And
so what's the number? Win total?
I'm going to say 12.
12-4. And then how far are they going in January and February, Bruce?
Man, they're in the AFC Championship game for sure. And we'll see. We'll see, man. And I think it's...
What do you mean, we'll see? You get us all the way, and then you close the book at the last chapter and say, bye, we're done. You can't leave us on a cliffhanger. What happens in the AFC Championship game?
I mean, we have a long season. I'm going to tease you a little bit.
No. You got to.
This is like Thelma and Louise, and they're driving away, but you don't see them go over the cliff.
Yeah,
here.
This isn't The Sopranos. You need to finish this out. Well, you got to tell us what happens
don't
in the AFC Championship game.
Predicting.
Well, I tell you what, when I look around the AFC, man, I have confidence in the Steelers' defense. And so I'm scared to say it, but I really do think the Steelers will get to the Super Bowl if the defense plays the way they should. Because I think they're the defense that can stop Lamar Jackson. They can stop Patrick Mahomes. If Cam Newton starts to run a little bit, you know, get some. I just think
okay.
The Steelers' defense, man.
So now you've got him in the Super Bowl. That's one more game. Yep. You got maybe Brady, Breeze, a sleeper team. Do you have them winning Super Bowl 54?
So I really think it might be the Saints. Okay. I think the Saints and Steelers. And if you get to that point, man, it's the Steelers. I think the Steelers take the Saints. So the Steelers are your Super Bowl champs, Filippone. I just didn't want to ruin it for our fans. I mean, they need some excitement through the season. But now since they already know the future.
Right.
Why even watch the game?
Well, I already gave it to him an hour ago. I have the Steelers at 11-5 and losing to New England in the divisional round.
But with the fact, Bruce, that you said Super Bowl champs and that Pony predicted them to lose, most people hear those two predictions and just say, oh, okay, two people think the Steelers are going to win it all because Pony's never right.
Wow.
That's kind of why Pony picks him not to win it all, because he knows he jinxes them.
Well, I don't like that you told Bouchette that I was a Debbie Downer last night. I don't know why you had to make it. I don't know why you had to go to that extreme, Bruce.
Well, you know, you always find something. Bouchette was right, though. They didn't have a first-round pick, so they couldn't have had the opportunity.
But I was merely commenting on the idea that this is a guy I would have liked to have seen fall to the Steelers and take with their second-round pick. That's all.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Dude, would that... I mean, how about the way he played last night?
Ugh.
That it's like that offense needed one more weapon, right?
Yeah. All right, Bruce. Well, we'll be watching, and you make picks on the PFF site, so we can always go consult those and use them to make ourselves money in a state where it's legal to bet on things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Whatever you guys need, I'm here for you.
At BGradkowski5 on Twitter. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Coming up, Doran Dickerson sits in with us. Steelers roundtable starts. And he'll make his record prediction and tell us what he expects out of the Steelers in 2020. It's the PM team on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.